Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me on the phone today, Jennifer Farnes, Revolution Jewelry Works owner, master faceter, and graduate gemologist. Welcome to Business Connection, Jennifer. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
It's been a while.
A little bit, yeah. It's been a hot minute.
A hot minute is a great way to put it. Jennifer, we always have so much fun when we talk because you always have so many wonderful things going on. All your craftspeople, all your folks in the store, you've had some big changes because of COVID. Let's talk about how COVID is affecting your business and how we get to work with you as your customers.
So, even the shutdown for retail stores came very unexpectedly. We didn't even have 24 hours notice. So, immediately we had to just cease all business operations. And what my team and I did is when that mandate came down, it was, I think, like 5 in the afternoon on a Thursday. And so we were like, okay, everybody's heading home and everybody's taking projects with them. So we had one gal take home a bunch of our CAD designs that were pending. We had another gal take home our gemstones to do categorization and sorting and measuring everything. And then all of my jewelers actually have benches at their home workshops. So they were able to take home different repairs that we had or finishing on customs. And we were able to continue working even though the store was shut down. And then once we got a better feel for kind of how things were going, we realized that one thing that we've always done in our business is we buy scrap gold, and we were able to function as an emergency financial institution during the shutdown where people could schedule to do a curbside service, meet with me curbside, bring in like their old scrap gold earrings or broken chains, rings that they didn't wear anymore, even big silverware sets. And so we could meet them curbside. They could wait in their vehicle while I took everything in, did the testing, weighing, and everything like that. And then they could have a check on the spot. So that was the only functionality that our business had during the shutdown, but we were still able to help people. And in the meantime, like I say, my team was able to continue working on all of those home projects. And it's been, you have projects that you sit on and that you look at and say, I need to get to that someday. And it's strange, but it's almost like everything with the shutdown was a silver lining because we were able to catch up on everything that we've had pending.
Wow, what a liberating thing to have the to-do list all checked off.
Yeah, so we are ready for our reopening. It's exciting for us.
And are you anticipating that in May, with the relaxation of stay at home and now it is safer at home, that you're going to be able to reopen on a limited basis?
Yeah, so we're going to be starting on May 5th. We'll actually have our door, and we're going back to our regular business hours, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 9 to 4. But for people that aren't comfortable coming into the studio, they can still call and schedule curbside services and wait in their vehicles. And one of our team members will be dedicated to coming out and either bringing them their jewelry that they've had repaired or picking up repairs and giving them a quote. But then our doors will be unlocked again. So people can still come in and shop, and we're just functioning at a limited capacity of 10. So that way, guys that are looking for Mother's Day can still come and get their shopping done. And anyone that's wanting to even start a custom, if you don't necessarily want to come into the store, we are working by email as well. So you don't have to have that FaceTime initially to do the preparation for a custom design, starting to put ideas on paper. We still tell people, if you're not exactly sure what direction you want to go, set up a Pinterest page and share that with us so that way we can get an idea of your aesthetic and start a custom from there.
Oh, very fun. So from Mother's Day shopping to customs, and this is the time of the year when we can expect to see the new bridal collection coming out.
Yes. So we have been working on an exclusive Revolution Jewelry Works bridal line for about 6 months, and everything is actually launching on May 5th. So those will be on display in our showcase, and they're really amazing designs. Everything that we have is going to be on display. They're actually set with moissanite, which is a diamond stimulant But a lot of couples we're finding, especially younger couples, do prefer moissanite to diamond. So those items in the showcase are ready for purchase and ready to go. But also, because it's our exclusive collection, we can custom cast them in rose gold, yellow gold, white gold, green gold, platinum, palladium, or sterling silver, and then do the stone setting that our clients prefer. So if you want to do sapphires instead of diamonds, or if you, you know, want to see a piece in rose gold instead of white gold, those are all options with our bridal collection. And instead of waiting 6 weeks for a full custom design from scratch, we can actually turn those Revolution exclusive designs from your approval to the time that you take it home in a week, and you're still getting something that is unique and customized and not a part of a collection of 50,000. It's a limited edition just to our store.
See, this is what we marvel about with Revolution Jewelry Works, because nothing slows you down. You just don't let things slow you down. I love your determination.
You can't have the defeatist attitude in something like this. I think everybody was kind of prepared for an economic slowdown. No one anticipated an economic shutdown. And for a lot of business owners, even business owner friends of mine, it's a scary time, because not having any income for a month or 6 or 8 weeks, it's scary and it's intimidating. And we've seen a lot of evolution in a lot of different businesses. And I just want to bring up to anybody that is listening today, you know, try to shop local as much as you can, because 85% of the money that you spend locally does stay in our local economy. And especially if you're thinking about getting takeout, look for those local restaurants, because a lot of them have had to make a lot of adaptations to how they run their business just to keep their doors open, keep their team employed. But those are your neighbors and those are your friends, and the money that you spend with them is going right back into your community. So do local as much as you can.
Yes, absolutely. Local is the best. You are supporting your friends and neighbors. So let's kind of recap. The website is rjw.rocks. Very easy, rjw.rocks. Yeah. Phone number is 719-650-6000. Again, 719-650-6000. The changes that you've made to sort of adapt for COVID allow for curbside service, even though a week from now you'll be back open at your regular hours, Tuesday through Saturday?
Yeah, May 5th is when we reopen.
Very exciting.
And, you know, yeah.
And then Mother's Day shopping and customs, your bridal collection ready to go, and you can turn those Revolution Jewelry Works exclusives in a week if somebody wants them customized, and they're on display and ready to go. And of course, the customs you can all do by email. I love the idea of setting up a Pinterest page so that folks can give you a sense for their aesthetic. Now, there's one more thing that I do not want to leave out, because this is another one of those things that really kind of gives us a sense for your heart and your soul, and that is the Care and Share fundraising campaign that you're doing right now.
Yes. So with Care and Share, as far as local charities go, they have been, you know, really overextended in how they can help families during this time. And their focus is always providing nutritional food to families in need. And ever since things started to shut down with COVID, they've had so many more people that are in need. And it's been more of a challenge for them to maintain nutritious food in their warehouse facilities. And so with our COVID pendant, we're calling it Reclaim 2020, which means let's take back everything that's been taken from us in the meantime. It's a sterling silver pendant that we custom designed in our studio. It does come set with a diamond, and it includes a chain. And what we're doing is a portion of the proceeds, $50 from every pendant sold, goes directly to Care and Share to help them kind of bolster their funds, so that way they do have more access to more nutritional food so they can continue to help local families. And in the meantime, you're helping me keep my team employed. So it's helping a local charity and a local business.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pendant. And with this podcast, of course, we're going to post a nice big picture of it. We'll even put a link there where you can go and buy a pendant for yourself. And the way to see that right now, of course, get your preview, is rjw.rocks. Go to the shop tab, and it's the very first item. I think you're going to love it. There's a nice flower applique on one side. There's the hashtag Reclaim2020 on the other. And next to that, of course, a diamond set in that sterling silver. And this even comes with a sterling silver chain.
Correct. Yeah. And we just really wanted to create something that represented kind of the rebirth of everything that's happening right now. It's springtime, but also we're having to come out of this funk that everybody has been in, and we wanted to do something really special.
And I think you're doing it in fine style. Jennifer Farnes, who is the owner, master faceter, graduate gemologist, all under the Revolution Jewelry Works umbrella. What a treat to talk to you again, Jennifer. I can't wait to do it again, not long from now.
And I can't wait to see your face again.
I know. It hasn't changed much, I have to tell you that. So you'll recognize me.
Well, thank you. All right.
Jennifer, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on the KRDO Business Connection today.